not just saying that. Come as a mighty river, come by your hand deliver, Lord. Let your presence
let
worship you with lips of adoration. We worship you as a company of praise. Let this temple be a place where glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship you. Worship you with lips of adoration. Worship you as a company of praise. Let this temple be a place where your glory is in grace, as we stand in awe and worship you, as we stand in awe and worship you, as we stand in awe and worship
I'm
need me. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I don't want to be hard. Open my eyes and let me see. Vision, you have my destiny. give us some light. God. Here's a buzz. Hallelujah. God is a good God, isn't he? Praise the Lord. How many of you love him with all of your heart? All of your soul and all of your mind? Thank the Lord. Why just stand up and bless the Lord as they're getting that thing together? Just stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You could do better than that. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody praying. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good, isn't he? Thank you, Father. Glory to God. God is involved. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let's all move into the center. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How many of you love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind? Praise the Lord. I want you to open your Bibles with me. And open it immediately. To the book of Proverbs. Thank you, Jesus. I had it right here. Isaiah 19. And we'll go back to the book of Proverbs a little bit later. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. How many want to eat the good of the land? How many want to eat the good of the land? Amen. Well, God wants you to eat the good of the land. But it says this right here in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If ye, everybody say if,
So that means eating the good things of life and eating the good things of God are definitely conditional. Now, remember we read in the book of Deuteronomy when it said, told you to choose life, either choose blessings or cursings, choose life or death. So whenever it says if, that means you have something to do about it. But it says, if ye be willing. So say, be willing. And not just willing, but also willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Now, when it doesn't seem that we're eating the best that God has out there and receiving the best of what God has out there, there may be a problem. Amen? Because His blessing is on the willing. Willing to what? Willing to work the will of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And so it's not just willing to do anything, but you got to find out what the plan of God is for your life, submit to it, surrender to it, and be totally willing to do whatever God has you to do according to fulfilling that plan for your life. The Bible says if you are always willing, no matter what, amen, and always obedient to the Holy Ghost, amen, you'll eat the good of the land. How many get glad about that promise? Well, if you're always wondering, and if you're thinking, well, I got this out there, I got that out there, and I want to make sure that I'm making proper investment with my life and doing certain things, well, the Bible teaches us if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And then right after here, it says, but if you refuse, somebody say refuse. Say refuse. If you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Well, somebody say, praise the Lord. So God wants to bless the willing. God also wants to bless the obedient. Amen. But if we want to get off into rebellion, and all this other stuff, amen, rebellion from the plan of God, procrastination from the plan of God, guess what? You got something coming. Amen. And you're not going to be eaten. Amen. You'll be devoured by the sword. God's looking for willing workers, amen, that will obediently follow Him and do exactly what He requires. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we know that God has a plan for us. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, if God's got a plan, you know what? But if you're not going to follow His plan, amen, He's not going to waste 2 cents of thought on you. Amen. God's got a plan and He's got a program, but if you're not going to work the plan of God and the program of God, amen, why should anybody else? Amen. Why would you waste angels? Why would you waste anointings? And why would you waste grace? Go right here. Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11. When you get it, say, I've got it. Hallelujah. And right there it says, for I know the thoughts that I have for you, toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And it says, and if you shall call, if then shall you call upon me, and shall go and pray to me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart. So we've got to get this under our understanding, in our mentality, in our mindset, amen, that God's got a plan for us. It's a good plan. Amen. And there's a way that God gets you to His expected end. And you've got to be willing to do or to go, amen, or to be whatever God desires for you to be at any particular time, amen, for you to eat, amen, the good things that He's given for you. But if we don't want to get in the mindset, a willing mindset, and an attitude of obedience, amen, there's really nothing God can do for us. You have literally tied the hand of God, amen, decreased the anointing of God, amen, hindered the power of God. You know why? Because whenever we have a lack of faith, somebody say lack of faith, or lack of belief. You know, it stops the move of God in our life. It literally makes it powerful. Now, we know that there was one time, and I told you that again and again, and we have to go right back there again. And there, Jesus could do no mighty work, amen, because of their what? I tell you what, God wants to work for us. God wants to do things for us. He wants to accomplish His plan for us. But in order for Him to accomplish His plan, He's going to need to have totally willing hearts. People that honor God's plan, believe in God's plan, amen. And people that are obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, I think about some things, like I look at my life and I look at certain things I set up there. You know what? We cannot make decisions based on our own understanding. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we do know that we should be eating the good of the land. We should always be, in every circumstance and in every situation, we should always be eating the good of the land. So when we find that we're not eating, somebody say hallelujah, the best, or receiving the best, we need to fine-tune our obedience and our willingness. Now, when Jesus, we know He received all things, didn't He? He was stripped of everything when He hung on the cross. He had to go through some stuff, didn't He? He didn't really understand. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, and He prayed so hard, so hard. He said, Lord, if it be Your will, somebody say, Your will. To let this cup pass me, do it. But we knew that the heart of the Father was to give Jesus also His expected end. He knew that He wanted to be high above all. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, He said, now that he that descended also ascended up in heaven, now He's given Him a name above every name, now all things. He received everything unto Himself. He received mankind back unto Himself because He followed the plan of God. Even when the plan of God seemed to be somewhat difficult, even when it involved just a measure of suffering, somebody say hallelujah. He stuck to it anyhow. He said, nevertheless, not what I want, it's what You want, because I know what You want. You want Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Every direction of God, every command of God, amen, every word that He speaks is in sync with His will. And we know that His will is what? He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. You ever got God? You ever wonder some things that were going on in your life? Come on now. And my Lord, what is God doing? So what? You ever ask people, what were you thinking? Everybody say that. What were you thinking? How did you get me over here? How did this thing work out? What were you thinking? This situation is so rough, and you mean that I got to follow this scripture? You mean that I've got to do this? What are you thinking? And it says right here in Jeremiah chapter 29. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Even though it looks like we have to walk through some evil days and some dark valleys. Somebody say hallelujah. And some tough decisions and doing some things. Somebody say, even though it looks evil, His plan for me is not evil. Even though it looks difficult, I know that His ultimate plan for me is what? Is not evil. Now I tell you what, when Jesus looked at that situation that He had to go through, hanging on a cross, being separated from the Father, that looked like a real evil thing. How many of you think going to hell is almost evil? Amen. How many would you consider that to be evil if you had an assignment like that? Doesn't that seem difficult? But He had to look beyond what He considered things to be, amen, and trust. Somebody say, trust! The will of God to go through difficult situations, amen, and endure. Because you know what? There are some situations you go through, amen, you might have to weep. You might have to suffer. You might have to go without. You might have to do some things. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There may be some doors that you have to walk through. Say, I ain't going through there. There's no way I'm getting through there. But that is the will, and that is the plan of God. Now, I'm sure Joseph, he found out what God's plan for him was. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God said, listen, you're going to be blessed above all your brothers. I see everybody bowing down to you, and everything's going to work out. Boy, it's going to be great. You're on your way up, boy. You may be the youngest and all this other stuff, but you're on your way up. It's really going to happen for you. And he got to blabbing. Look what God's going to do for me. All these great things are going to happen for me. Then all of a sudden, the will of God, somebody say, hallelujah. And the plan of God was to dig a big hole and have them stick that boy right in the hole and bury him. Say, wait a minute, this ain't not my plan. Come on, this is not what God told me. He said that I was going up and they throwing me down in some hole someplace. Somebody say, praise God. There are a lot of people been kicking, screaming, and hollering. I'm sure he probably cried a bit too. But I tell you what, they put him down, amen. But the will of God, somebody say, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat good. Even though you're supposed to go there and God's got you walking here. Somebody say, hallelujah. If it's the will of God, it will ultimately lead to his perfect plan. And his perfect plan, amen, and his constant goal is to bless you beyond measure. But you'll only get there, amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. You'll only get there if you're willing and obedient. Even when it's hard. Anybody had some things that you had to be obedient in? It was hard to be obedient in those things. Come on now. Hard to stick to it. Hard to trust him, hard to believe him. You've got to trust God's plan. And you've got to trust God more than any other thing and realize that you don't have all the wisdom. You don't have all the wisdom. You don't have all the understanding. Amen. The only thing you have is Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And you've got to be willing to follow him through every circumstance and in every situation, realizing that that is the best way. Don't take Jesus to the board table. Amen. Don't waste this time. He's already thought it out. Somebody say, I know the plans. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. It's already thought out. It's already planned out. Amen. We don't need to give him any advice. We don't need to give him any suggestions of what we think, amen, he should do for us and how he should do it. Amen. It's already planned out. The only thing we need to do is totally be obedient and totally be willing, amen, with faith and watch God do something. And that's how you're going to get your miracle. How many need a miracle? I need a miracle. Do you need a miracle? If you're desperate for a miracle, you don't ask for a miracle. You say, Lord, what do I do? If you need a miracle from God, you just don't pray, oh, God, give me a miracle. Work it all out. Amen. You say, Father, what is it that I need to do, amen, in order for me to, what act of obedience do you want me to step out in, amen, for you to do what you have to do? When they needed the water turned to wine at that wedding, they went to Mary, and Mary taught them. Amen. She taught a good lesson. How many of you need something? How many of you need something today? It's a small group in here today, but the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. And you're going to find out something. Amen. You can tap into the power of God. When they needed something from God, listen, Mary said, listen, whatever he says to do, somebody say hallelujah. If you want to eat the good of the land, if you want to drink the new wine, amen, you need the water turned to wine. Somebody say, if you need something, whatever he says to do, do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Tell somebody, whatever he says to do, do it. Right. Don't fight about it. Don't kick, scratch, claw, cry, whine, complain, procrastinate. Somebody say hallelujah. God's plan of blessing, amen, is his will for you. And all you got to do is believe him and trust him and step out there and do it and watch what happens. Even when it looks like, oh, God, it's not working. Now, I've been doing this a whole 2 hours now, and nothing's happened yet. Oh, God, we're hitting 2 days now. I don't see anything yet. You have to stick to obedience. You have to stick with, you have to keep the willing heart. Say, no matter what. You don't allow the devil to attach himself to your heart. Amen. You've got to pray constantly that you're always sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit. See, there are a lot of people God doesn't give them anything to do because he knows they're not willing to do anything. Somebody say hallelujah. There are a lot of people that they don't even get anything. Amen. God didn't even speak to them. You know why? Because they're not willing. There are certain people that are out there, and yet their heart is, Lord, I'm open to whatever you want to do. So say willing hearts. You don't want to have a dead heart. A dead heart, you know, is just there, you know, not nothing. But you need to be open and receptive to all the possibilities of God. Amen? So that you can catch any word of God. His word and his will are one and the same. They do the same thing. How many want us to see God and experience his power? Well, whenever he speaks a word or he gives an assignment or he gives an impression, that's God. And if you're open, amen, some say willing, you'll be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say if I'm willing and obedient,
I'll eat
the good of the land. Somebody say hallelujah. How many thank God for a strong spirit? How many thank God for a strong spirit? What you going to do? Exactly what he says to do. I'm just going to be willing. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm still willing. Tell somebody I'm still willing. Say it again. I'm still willing. No matter what. You're still in the flow of God. I haven't closed down. Somebody say my willpower. Somebody say willpower. Anybody want to know what willpower is? That's what real willpower is. Willpower is not just what you want. Willpower is you just open and available to God. I'm willing. Lord, you can have my day. And all you're doing with your life is you're opening up doors to give God some move, some place. Amen. To give you assignment. Amen. Somebody say, I've got willpower. Oh, glory to God. It's good in here. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, you need some power to endure. Bible says, be not weary in doing well, for in due season you will reap. So say reap. If you don't faint,
right.
You need a little willpower. Somebody say hallelujah. I'll shut up if you want me to. Amen. Because I got it. Amen. I'll shut up if you want me to. You know what? Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. And if you find yourself fainting, somebody say hallelujah, develop willpower. I don't care, Lord. I'm open. Yes. What next? I'm willing. More dishes? I'm willing. Somebody say I'm willing. Oh, you can tell. How many want some power to change some things? God's here to help you this morning. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say will. Power. Before you can be obedient, you got to have willpower. See, and willpower comes without an assignment. See, there are a lot of people that are never obedient to what God does say because before he says something, they're not willing. See, if you got something that you will be, if you have little things, I'm willing, you know, I'll be obedient to this. If he says this, I'll do this. And if he says that, I'll do this. Or I'll do that, amen. But he better not go into this area or he's going to be in some sad shape, amen. See, before you can be obedient, you got to be willing. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to be willing before you know what he wants. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to be willing, I mean, glory to God. Somebody say praise God. See, there are a lot of people that can never be obedient, amen, because they haven't learned, first of all, to be willing. See, there's a big difference. Somebody say hallelujah. First of all, it's whatever. Your desire, whatever your command, whatever your will, I don't care. Somebody say hallelujah. Then after you find out what it is, after you start to get some clarity of what it is he wants to do, and it might be impossible. Somebody say hallelujah. You won't worry about the impossible. See? You won't shriek at the impossible. You say, I don't care. I'm willing. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, jump off? No problem. I'm willing. Somebody say hallelujah. You've got to work willingness. Amen. First. Somebody say praise the Lord. You've got to work willingness first. And see, there are certain people, you can get them to do certain things. I'm not just, you ever had stuff, you know, well, this one will probably do that. Amen. But if it changes up a little bit, you can hang it up. If it doesn't involve glory, hang it up. If it doesn't involve attention, hang it up. Somebody say hallelujah. If it doesn't involve you holding their hand, hang it up. See, they will be obedient to certain things, amen, but they're not willing. Somebody say hallelujah. So first of all, we want to develop willingness. Somebody say hallelujah. So we can be obedient. Somebody say hallelujah. So that's the reason why certain people can't get blessed in church, in Holy Ghost meetings. God will want to do certain things for them and want to move in certain areas. They want the blessing, amen, but they're not willing. See, when you're willing, amen, when you got willpower, somebody say hallelujah. Whatever the Holy Ghost or whatever the anointing says to do, somebody say hallelujah, you're going to do it. You're going to be obedient. And if you're having difficulty in the area of obedience, amen, somebody say it's your will. You've got to have your will, amen, burned by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hold on just a little while longer. Because the devil wants to wear you out. He doesn't want you to get your expected end. He doesn't want you to get your blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. He doesn't want you to get your way. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's good. Somebody say hallelujah. That's right. That's just one there. It's not just that right there. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. So say will. Don't even get your, let me tell you what. You've lost yours a long time ago. When you got saved, you lost it. When you got saved, you lost it. You can't go and debate like you got some type of ownership over your life. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, the devil will trick you up by letting you think you have stuff that you gave away. Amen. Like your life. He will trick you up like you've messed up some things. You know, like you really have some stuff. Somebody say, it's the devil. I'm preaching the word of God. The Holy Ghost is in here, and he's ministering to me this morning, too. Y'all know that? I'm strong in the Lord. I am stable. There are certain things I wish I could tell y'all because it would freak y'all up and say, this man must be flaky. Amen. No, I'm strong in the Lord and extremely stable. Amen. But I have a strong desire. Somebody say, fleshly desire. I like to be successful. I don't like losing to nothing. Amen. I want to win. Somebody say hallelujah. And in the flesh, I look out over here and say, oh, this is 7 years. Nope, not me. Somebody say hallelujah. I got up there on that keyboard. Oh, come on now. I'm here. See, you don't worry about my will. We'll worry about the will of the Holy Ghost. See, worry about the will of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because if you're at Nations Church because of my willpower and my ability to stick here, you can forget it. Amen. Hallelujah. You better pray that the will of the Holy Ghost is willing. Amen. It's the will of the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking up there, I said, I got the plan. I said, 7 years? Lord have mercy. This small group. And I got to put in more work into this thing. I was talking to Brother Dean out there in the lobby. I said, all the work that needs to go down there. I said, well, at least I'm going to get a raise. I said, that'll be the quality. You know, I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to get a raise or something. I don't care. I'm going to get a big raise because I'm sick of this mess. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, y'all are getting all quiet. You walk it and see what you say. Somebody say hallelujah. You walk it and see what you say. Let me get in your business for a while. Amen. What is the little thing that God's got you doing? Hallelujah. I was sitting up there doing the keyboard saying that, Holy Ghost, I know you care. I know you. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm preaching what the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. And if he's speaking to me, he's speaking it to you too. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I'm being real. Hallelujah. Don't like what I'm saying? Pray that God move me on. It's according to his will. Somebody say hallelujah. It won't work. So I was getting up there, and I said, I know what I can do. Somebody say hallelujah. We can't change the will of God because we know what God wants to do, but he might take a little bit of time doing it. I said, I'm going to pray for reassignment. Somebody say hallelujah. I can play good. Somebody say hallelujah. I can make money. I can serve good. I can run a coffee bar. Let me go run a coffee bar. Let me go do the usher. Let me carry somebody's briefcase. I can go pastor somewhere. I'll just pray. I can do a lot of stuff. Amen. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. Somebody say hallelujah. I said, I'm going to pray for reassignment. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I pray for reassignment. Get some, you know, say, oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. I can do less and receive more. Somebody say, that's not how you get blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. That's not willing. That's not willing. Somebody say hallelujah. That's calling shots. That's not how God moves. You're going to end up missing your blessing. You end up, that's not willing. That's, I mean, that's the flesh. That's carnality. That's not God. So you better shut up and just be willing. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever he does for the moment is what you do, and don't you worry about it. Don't you look at the results. Don't you look at anything. Amen. You just stay willing and be totally obedient for where you are with faith and mind your business and believe that as you're obedient, amen, in the end, somebody say hallelujah, you'll be eating the good of the land. Amen. See, that's how the devil will get you from eating good. He'll steal from you that way, get you to get all messed up. Don't you know that the path is willingness? Don't you know that that is the total path of blessing? And we get up there messing in God's business, running our mouth. I used to cut hair. You ever try to cut somebody's hair and you cut hair too? Amen. And people are going to tell you how to cut their hair like they know what they're doing. Amen. You got to go like this. And if you listen to everything they say, you're going to mess up somebody's hair really bad. Amen. That's the way it is with a lot of people in their life with God. They calling all the shots, telling him where to turn, how to do stuff, how to handle things, amen, or how to do certain. Somebody say, that's not how you're going to get blessed. You have to be willing and obedient totally with faith and confidence. Somebody say, hallelujah. Then you'll get to eat, amen. So if obedience isn't happening, amen, somebody say, that means that when we can flow in this church, because God wants to do some things here, amen. When God wants to do some things in this church and things come out, sister, I'd like to see God do, I'd like to, why don't you go on and do this? Amen. Not me. Somebody say hallelujah. If there is a problem with obedience, somebody say hallelujah. It's not just that you're hard-headed, amen. You're not willing. Somebody say hallelujah. And non-willing people never eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Are you glad to hear that this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord. And God wants you to be willing. Somebody say, and we just got to trust. We just got to trust and we just got to believe. Somebody say, follow the will of God. Follow the plan of God. And be obedient to whatever he says to be obedient in. Amen. And in the end of that thing, you're going to end up on top and you're going to end up blessed. So say, all I got to do is be willing. Now, it's one thing just to be willing, 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 and not obedient. We've been talking about the difference between willing and the difference between obedient. Once you totally wear yourself out, that's when you pray. If your flesh is so strong and you're, you know, and so messed up, get in here and pray. Get on the altar and pray in the Holy Ghost until your will has been seared. We sing a song, Break My Heart. Every once in a while, our heart can get calloused and so hard, amen, so spiritual or so whatever else it is that we miss God's best, and you have to break up the fallow ground. Your heart needs to be soft and pliable for God to move with you. He doesn't fight us. So we say, hallelujah. He's not going to fight you. He's not going to fight you in battle with you. He's going to lead you gently and peacefully. Amen. It's going to take action to get you from where you are to where you need to go. Amen? But before God will give you your next assignment, you got to make sure that you're totally open and willing and obedient to do anything. Because most of the plans of escape that God has, we wouldn't receive them right off the back anyhow. Joseph wouldn't, if he were told him the plan, okay, there's going to be a hole, and I'm going to need you to jump in this hole and stay down there, and then you're going to get accused of rape. Amen, and go through all this other stuff. Amen. He wouldn't have taken that path, would he? So God took care of it first of all. When you get willing, you say yes to whatever little cruddy thing you might have to deal with. Amen. So you get all that overboard first. Amen. Then you'll be able to be obedient to what God says to do. Did you enjoy that this morning? Say, I'm going to be willing and obedient till the day I die. Period. Say it again. I am willing and obedient. And that's going to force the anointing of God on your life. That's going to force the blessing of God on your life. And that's going to make something happen. That's going to make something happen is the voice of the Holy Ghost. How many are you ready to see something happen? Only willing and obedient people can make it happen. And the minute that our will, like we started to sing, and I'm in sync with Friday night, with the move of the Holy Ghost. We're right in sync with what the Holy Ghost is saying to us. Not what we will, O Lord, but what you want, what your will is. Not my will be done, O God, but your will. Amen? That's what God is saying to us right now. So we need to check ourselves, check our motivations, and make sure that our will is in sync with His will. Amen. So that we can start to pull on the power that we need to pull on to be successful. Glory to God. Did you enjoy that this morning? We talked about willpower, and I'm sure y'all picked it up and learned how to flow in it. Some say, I'm just willing and totally obedient. Glory to God. I enjoyed being with y'all this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I'm receiving power. Stand up right now. How many need power? How many need power? How many need power? You can have. I mean, that's a new thing. You know, I pick up stuff all the time. You know, God reveals different things all the time. And this is a new power that God is revealing. This is a new revelation of power that God is revealing. Not many times can you find that. We know we can pray for power and do all this other stuff. Amen. But this is really clarity of power. How to receive energy and power. If you're weak and need a little bit more power. So say power. You can get it by applying this message to your life. Say willing. Say willing. Say I want power right now. Say, I want power right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm open. Say, willing. See, now see that willingness, when there's willingness, it opens up the door so that you can receive power. See, God pours His power in willing, somebody say willing, vessels. How many want more power? He's not going to waste His power on unwilling vessels or people that are going to do their own thing. Amen. Willing vessels receive the power of God. Willing vessels receive the power of God. Willing vessels receive the power of God. Now pray right now in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Just start to pray and rebuke any areas of hardness. Amen. Any areas of stubbornness or rebellion. Amen. Procrastination or any of those things. Just rebuke it right now. Amen. Because you need the power of God to do what God wants you to do. You've got to have the power of God. It's not by might. Amen. Nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So say, I need power. I need power. And there'll be a new power as the body gets into willingness. There'll be a new power, a new anointing leashed. Amen. A new anointing invested into the house of God because the people are willing. And they'll see the manifestations of God. And they'll see the work of God because they have learned that whatever He says to do, they do it. Amen. To get what they want from God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say we rebuke.
We rebuke.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hardness.
Hardness.
Right now. And we pray.
And we pray.
For willingness.
For willingness.
And obedience.
And obedience.
And watch what happens. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody say yes.
Yes.
Say it one more time.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank. Ooh, glory to God. Sundara mananira basana. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lombra. Oh. Yep. That blessing will come. Hallelujah. That door will open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And that struggle will be over. Hallelujah. That strong man will be bound. Yalamananyosamatsa say yes. And you'll unleash the power of God. Yeah. I can see it right now in the Spirit. I can see it right now in the Spirit. I can see it right now in the Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Some say, release the devil and unleash the power of God right now in the name of Jesus. We turn loose willpower. Nothing will be impossible for him. Nothing will be impossible for him. Glory. Oh, glory. Somebody. Hallelujah. So say nothing.
Nothing.
See, you got to have confidence in the will of God. See, if the will of God is to have people blessed, amen, you got to have confidence in that and yield yourself to it. So say willpower. The Word. That's when you're moving in the Word. Moving in the Word. Moving in the Word. This is what God said. I'm moving in the Word. And there'll be power manifest there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. Yay! Nanamo sandarakabo. Dea talabanda. Sotalamahandarebosaraha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Jesse, you want to receive an offering? I can receive it. Somebody say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Good things are happening this morning, people. Good things are happening this morning. Say, willpower works. Glory. Oh. Glory to God. The strongest meetings that I've ever been in, strongest ways of the Spirit that I've ever experienced, was right after that teaching. The strongest moves of the Holy Ghost that I've ever seen, strongest manifestations that I've ever seen, have always come after teaching similar to this one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Right here in the epistle, third epistle of John, it says this. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say God's will. Now he said he knows the plan for us, plan to bless us, amen, do all these other things, amen. But then right here, again in the New Testament, said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So say glory to God. Say willpower. Willpower. Amen. Even as, so say even, as your soul prospers. Now soul means mentality or mental state. So open yourselves up to have the Lord minister to you or work on that area in your life. Amen. And then you'll see these other things start to manifest in your life. Get a good seed right now. Somebody say hallelujah. Be obedient and just give a good seed. Sit down for just a moment. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is faithful. We got a word about 2 months ago, and the word was about it's seed time and sowing time. It's seed time and sowing time is what the word that we got from the Holy Ghost was. Amen. I'm going to repeat it again, and it may be over. Doesn't matter to me. That season, the grace on that could be over. We just don't know. Amen. But if you want to eat the good of the land, amen, you have to have confidence that when you hear something, that that's God, and move on. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, I've been in meetings, and I've seen people delivered, healed, and set free. I've seen people get touched and told the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because they were supposed to do something. And we've had meetings, amen, that everybody, you know, God just, I didn't want to do it. He said, go and punch everybody in the stomach. And I didn't want to do it. I'm not doing that today. Amen. I didn't want to do it. Amen. But as soon as I stepped out and did it, you know, everybody got blessed. It was one of the best meetings we've ever had. Somebody say hallelujah. Had another meeting when we were flowing in the Holy Ghost in Streetport. It was really strange. And I didn't understand this either. I didn't like it, and I didn't want to do it. He said, I want you to go and push everybody down. I said, you got no way. That's the flesh. That's just stupid. You know, you got to pray for people because people just talk about it. Oh, you're just pushing people. They said, no, I want you to go, and I want you to push everybody down. I said, what? Push everybody down? What are you talking about? And I was sitting there battling with the Holy Ghost. Go and push everybody down. And I said, well, praise God. I got obedient, stepped out there. And you know what I did? I didn't care who was in there. Everybody that was in that room, I pushed down. And it just seemed like the biggest flesh thing you ever seen in your life. It was ridiculous. And I went, man, I said, well, he's closing my ministry out. That's what he's doing. He's just closing it out, closing the ministry out. Within 15 minutes of everybody being on the floor, the power of God came through that place. Amen. And we used to have Holy Ghost meetings there. Holy Ghost meetings started at 11 o'clock at night. And you didn't get out till around about 9 o'clock the next morning. You didn't get out about 9 o'clock the next morning. Amen. You find people coming in there packed, packed, because of the power of God. Had another meeting. Amen. Holy Ghost said, I want you to go through. Amen. And we'd get up here and say, well, what is the deal? He said, I just want you to shake them. I said, I ain't shaking nobody. Come on. I said, no. Yeah, I don't want to do that. And then finally, I battled with it for a while. So I said, I'm just going to do it real sharp. And I just stand up, Jesse. So I just went around the room. They had a prayer line. And we, you know, we had a lot of people. We had to have, for as many church members we had there, we have to have that many catchers. Amen. And we just went through the thing. And Holy Ghost said, shake them. I didn't know what it was. And so I just tried to pray for them real, you know, so nobody would really know. And I pray for them real gently. And said, oh, God loves you. You know, as I was walking away. And God said, no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. So I just started to shake the life out of people. Amen. And the power of God came into place. The testimony after the thing was one little young lady stood up in the meeting after the whole thing, and she just started bawling and crying. This girl about Tracy's age. And she just starts bawling and crying and going through all of this stuff. And I said, what is the, you know, what is going on? And she stood up and she said, I prayed when I came up here. I asked God to shake the hell out of me. She said, I was praying that God would shake the hell out of me. Amen. And then you came over to me, and you started to shake me just as I finished praying. God, shake the hell out of me. God has a plan. And if we're not willing, amen, even in things we don't understand, we'll never release the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, when you don't know what to do, say, when you don't know what to do. Everybody say, when you don't know what to do, whatever he says to do, do it. And if nothing ever worked before, it won't matter. Somebody say hallelujah. That's how you give God opportunity to move. So get that seed in your hand. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll always be blessed if you sow. But we did say that, and I was really concerned. And people think we just blab stuff. We say a lot of stuff, but we remember because we value the Word of God. We say a lot of stuff, but we remember because we value the Word of God. And I want us to take advantage of every power, every act of obedience, amen, that we can take advantage of so we can be what God wants us to be. And disobedience blocks the power of God on our life. Somebody say hallelujah. Even when it's difficult, be obedient and watch what happens. So if you need an offering envelope this morning, we have it. Somebody say praise the Lord. And if you don't worry about it. Hold your seat up high in the air, amen, with joy. Everybody standing. Say, it's a good thing,
to sow
and give. I'm a believer in God. So I'm sowing in obedience right now in Jesus' name. Now, if you don't have seed, obedience says go get some. Hallelujah. Come on up and sow it. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on up and sow right now in Jesus' name. I tell you what, I would expect, I'm saying this right now, I would expect the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah. I would expect the power of God Amen. Tap into it and use it and watch what happens. We get to be here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Be obedient. Hallelujah. Yeah, you need the blessing of God. You need the blessing of God. You need the grace of God. Struggling, debating, wondering, fighting. Amen. But God's promised you. He didn't lie. Didn't have to be as difficult as it was. Amen. And it's not going to be difficult. The blessing of God is going to manifest on your life. God's got a higher plan for you. Amen. A higher plan for you, and manifestation is coming. Amen. And I just see like dogs. Amen. Like dogs, growling dogs. Amen. Growling dogs coming at you. Amen. To devour you, to destroy you, and to wear you out, and even to kill you. But they were not successful. They were not successful. They were not successful. This demonic attack that's come against you, it was not successful. They barked, they growled, but they couldn't bite. Hallelujah. They growled and they barked and they did all that stuff, but they could not bite. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now they're going to pull the dogs off. Hallelujah. God's going to pull the dogs off. He's going to pull the dogs off. He's going to pull the dogs off. Yang it on my eye, and you're going to find release. The pressure's going to be relieved. Glory to God. The pressure's going to be relieved. Hallelujah. You're going to come up on top. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it was a rough storm, but it's over. Hallelujah. It was a rough storm, but it's over. You're going to come out standing. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your reputation. It's going to be restored. Hallelujah. It's going to be restored. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And everybody that talks about you will bring you water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll turn your enemies into your footstools. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about a thing and watch what happens. Hallelujah. Now, if you're obedient, if you're willing and obedient to do even the difficult things that you don't understand, even the impossible thing, God will give you a 90-day turnaround. Glory. A 90-day turnaround. A 90-day turnaround. 90 days of restoration. You're going to find one thing. This thing that you lost is coming back. You lost some things. Amen. And things that you lost are going to start to come back. Within 90 days, it will all be there. Amen. But your life's going to be totally different. Glory to God. Not saying anything wrong with it. Amen. But you can expect there's going to be some dramatic changes taking place. But you have to hear God and just go with it. Hear God and just go with it. Amen. And 90 days is going to be a whirlwind. Amen. But around about November, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be peace. Glory. I'm not saying you're not going to have peace before, amen, but you'll be settled and have some understanding of what's going on, amen. So you're going to have to stay saturated in God. Get away from the negative. Get away from the negative. Get away from the negative. Glory to God. Stay saturated in God, and just stay in the joy of the Lord, the peace of God. Hallelujah. Anything negative, anything harsh is not God in this season for you. Anything negative, anything harsh, any word of rebuke or anything like that for you in this season will not be God. Glory to God. God is not mad about you. He's not mad at you. He's not disappointed in you. Hallelujah. He loves you and he's blessing. Amen. And there's some people, amen, that are just harsh. I don't understand it. Just harsh, harsh, harsh. But God's giving you deliverance from that. Amen. And once you get out of that, amen. Hallelujah. Life's not supposed to be that bad. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of those dogs are religious folk. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Huh? All of them. Well, give them a bone and get on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Give them a bone. Hallelujah. Get away from the dogs. Hallelujah. Get away from the dogs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're jealous. Amen. They're never going to get what God's going to give you. Glory to God. Never going to get what God's going to give you, so they're not going to have any fellowship in what God's going to do in your life. Amen. They can't comprehend it. Amen. So don't be afraid to step out into the newness of God. Does that make sense? Huh? Praise the Lord. And don't be afraid. Well, how am I going to do it? How is it going to work out? Who cares? What do you have to lose? Amen. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. And it's better than what you think, so don't think so much. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Let's be back in church tonight. and see what happens there. Oh, glory to God. The anointing's on you. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when we teach on whatever the Lord says do, do, you have to do it right then and there. I don't care if the service is over. I don't care whatever it is. Now, sometimes, then try not to be too much of a distraction, whatever else it is. Amen. But you must do immediately what the Lord is telling you to do, because that's power knocking at your door. That's the power of God. The service was over and everybody was ready to go, and she starts spinning around because that's what the Lord told her to do. Start spinning around and doing what she had to do. In the middle of the service, she got up immediately, went over there, and did what she had to do immediately. She didn't wait. Amen. Why? Because the water was troubled, and you have to do immediately what God says to do, and that's where the blessing is. When you procrastinate on the move of God, you miss it. In strong moves, it's not, well, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next week. You better do it while God's telling you to do it, while the anointing of the thing is on. And a lot of times people wait and miss it. And you can wait 3 minutes and miss it when the anointing's on. Amen. When God's moving and the anointing's on, God said, anybody that has this thing and you know that thing is you, get up here and get prayed for. You need to run and get it. Amen. Because procrastination, amen, and taking it to the realm of the Spirit will decrease the power of God and the anointing of God to get that thing accomplished. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're obedient? Aren't you glad you're obedient? So we just gave that word of advice. Amen. And watch what happens tonight and in the meetings to come. Say, I'm unloosing the power of God to do great and mighty things. And he will. So walk out as you say yes. Hallelujah. Turn on some good music.